Love is our true destiny. We do not find the meaning of life by ourselves alone. We find it with another. Thomas Merton. Hello, Lifebook VIPs. Sandra Garrist here. Welcome to June in Lifebook's VIP program. It's great to be here with you today as we explore the love relationship category. I want to start off by acknowledging and sending a tremendous amount of gratitude to our VIP members who have been participating in the Lifebook Online group experience. At the end of May, we wrapped up our weekly calls on the 12 categories, and it's been incredible hearing about the progress people have made since their first Lifebook session and the new breakthroughs they've been having as they updated their premise, vision, purpose, and strategy in each chapter of their Lifebooks. Now we've moved into the 8-week bootcamp program that we're going through again as a community. So if you didn't have a chance to join us in April and May, it's not too late. Becky and I will be running group coaching calls in June and July. Our first one is on Tuesday night, June 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Do you need to maybe refocus your efforts, update your goals? The weekly bootcamp exercises are easy to follow and yield powerful results by helping you identify your highest priority goals and effective action steps you can take each day to get closer to your life vision. We'd love to have you join us to share and grow alongside your fellow VIP members. So this month's chapter of focus represents the first stop in the relationship section of our life books. This section, comprised of three separate categories, love, parenting, and social, is about your relationships with other people, the most important people in your life. I always look forward to diving into the monthly VIP content with this community, and I'm especially excited about this chapter because for the first time since coming to Lifebook back in 2009, that my own love relationship category has switched from a category of key focus to a category of strength. I am so grateful for the Lifebook process and for John and Missy, because this flip in my introspect assessment score, going literally from zero to hero, has happened because of the coaching I received from them during my Lifebook Ultimate sessions. Just as a quick background for those of you that don't know my story, while I've had a few long-term relationships, I've never been married. As you might imagine, being in the dating world for over 20 years, I've had my share of ups and downs, as well as a few devastating disappointments and betrayals to get over. Fast forwarding to the good stuff, I met Bruce in December of 2014, a few months after I started my one-on-one coaching with John and Missy, and I now find it very fitting that this month, June, Love Month, that I will be moving in with my future husband. It's been a long, fascinating, challenging, sometimes scary journey to get to this point, and there were definitely times I thought I should just throw in the towel. But I'm glad that I kept focusing on my life vision, really believing in it, and I have to say, it's been 100% worth it. I once heard the saying, someday someone will walk into your life and make you realize why it never worked out with anyone else. That pretty much sums it up for me. And I hope that maybe that serves as encouragement for our amazing single Lifebook members that haven't yet found their ideal partners. I've had so many breakthroughs over the last 7 years, and they continue to come as I continue to do the work of expanding in all 12 categories. I don't have time to share all of my realizations, but today I'd like to share three key insights that have been part of my recipe for success. Here's the first one. I joined the Lifebook team as a session facilitator in 2009, and about 6 months into my role, it really dawned on me how brilliantly John had set up the sequencing of the 12 life book chapters. It became so clear to me how our personal life provides the foundation for all of our relationships. Let's face it, where you are in those first five life categories is what you bring to your relationships. Becoming the best person you can be can provide the foundation for attracting an extraordinary love and maintaining thriving relationships. Note that this doesn't mean that you need to have mastery or perfection in the personal life areas before putting yourself out there. I say this especially because I used this as an excuse or a justification for a little while to cover up the fear I had of opening up my heart again. Love is the most intimate of all the categories, and intimacy is self-revelation, revealing myself to you and you to me, which to do effectively, you have to know yourself, have clarity on your beliefs, what you want, why you want it, knowing what kind of person you need to become in order to create the love relationship you've always desired. Answering that question that John gives us in the video program has been such a hugely important part of my recipe, and it really empowered me with actions and strategies I could take to make progress on my love relationship, even though for many years I wasn't in one. My second key insight is all about the category of connectivity for the love relationship category, which is character. Oscar Wilde said, "To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance." If we do not love ourselves, it is impossible to fully comprehend that someone else could love us. To have self-esteem is to experience that we are worthy of life, that we can meet life's requirements and challenges. Self-esteem affects every aspect of our lives, and it will definitely affect whom we choose to fall in love with, and then it will direct how we behave throughout our relationship. Self-esteem is of crucial importance when it comes to romantic love because we tend to accept the love we think we deserve. In Nathaniel Brandon's book, The Psychology of Romantic Love, he makes the argument that our self-concept or self-esteem tends to determine our destiny in romantic love. My key breakthrough with regard to character and self-esteem came down to identifying and completing my unresolved resentments from previous relationships and a lot of work around forgiveness. Forgiveness of others, and probably more importantly, forgiveness of myself to restore my self-esteem and confidence. I had to take a hard look at the ways I was still closed off, mistrustful, and carrying the weight of resentment from the past when it came to my love life. I applied a higher level of self-responsibility by giving up some of the external reasons as to why I couldn't find love, like there are no good men out there or all the good ones are taken. And instead, I chose to look within to all the internal barriers I had built against love. When I shifted, others began to respond to me differently. That's the thing. When we alter our relationship with ourselves, our external world will alter accordingly. And the third part of my recipe for success ties into character. It's a conscious strategy to develop and consistently apply compassion in my relationship and all communication with Bruce. I read an article last year that talked about one of the differences to be observed in one couple where love seems to grow versus another couple where love seems to fade, is to watch how they talk to one another, how they communicate. Something that really stuck with me was the article's mention that one of the first things to go in a marriage is politeness. Familiarity can dull our manners. In some ways, this might simply reflect increasing levels of comfort with your partner, which can be a good thing, but it can also lead to taking one another for granted, and it can lead to rudeness if you're not aware of it. So I started asking myself if there were some ways in which I had let politeness or compassion fade. I put in place some strategies to practice observing without judging, looking at the things I am grateful for, rather than the slight irritations or disappointments. Just briefly checking in with myself daily about how I can show up and communicate with love and compassion. It's a simple little strategy, but one I'm finding to be extremely effective. My point is that it can be easy to fall into the trap of the false premise that once you have found the right partner, that love just happens, that you shouldn't have to work on it. Generally speaking, people don't fail at relationships or any of their goals because they want to fail. Just like people don't go on a diet because they want to gain weight. People don't get married to get divorced. We have to know what we need to succeed and then be willing to do the work. It's easy to overlook the importance of having a strategy that will allow you to continually grow your relationship. Just like we learn in boot camp, the principle of increased entropy, all systems disorganize and move towards randomness and chaos. The quality of everything in our life deteriorates gradually over time. This law of the universe reminds us that entropy affects everything in our lives, constantly working to disorganize our bodies, our minds, and our relationships. Don't let entropy win. Have strategies and structured rhythms that pour constant positive energy into your relationships. Whether you're currently in a relationship or not, reconnect with your deepest desires in this extraordinary category. If you're in a relationship, what can you do to make it all it can be? If you're still looking, do you truly believe that you can manifest your vision? What changes can you make in order to create the love relationship that each of you truly deserve? What are you willing to invest in your relationships? And how would your life change if your love relationship was amazing? Really tap into your why, your purpose this month.
I want to feel love. I want to be in love. I just want to love someone. You've probably heard all these before. I know I have, from others and from my own lips. I'm Damian Lupo, and as I thought about love this month, for some reason, the physics behind light popped into my brain. So a little background on light. For years, there was an argument about whether light is a wave or a particle, and physicists argued for one or the other, and in the end, it was determined that light and every elementary particle or quantic energy entity, I know that one stretches for me too, but every one of these may be partly described in terms of particles and also waves. You see, it's impossible to fully describe light, which is a quantum scale object, as just one thing. You miss the fullness and the complete truth about what it is. Here's what Einstein said. It seems as though we must use sometimes the one theory and sometimes the other, while at times we may use either. We are faced with a new kind of difficulty. We have two contradictory pictures of reality. Separately, neither of them fully explains the phenomena of light, but together they do. So what does this have to do with love? Well, since love is kind of this quantum object and can be described as either a feeling or a doing, it sort of acts like light. It's a particle or it's a wave. The thing is, though, it's really not complete without both. And it's got to be both to fully know it. And if you feel love and you do the actions of love, you become love. It is now complete. And this is where we link love and light into the theory of be, do, have. I have no doubt you and I are alike in that we both want to feel loved. Everybody wants to feel loved. It's part of being human. And this is the having. We also all experience love through the act of love for others. This is the doing, and it's part of being a fulfilled human being. These are all well and good by themselves, but there's something missing. It's the bridge. The duality of doing and having stems from becoming love. And by becoming love, you connect the missing piece. You may have heard that one's intelligence is directly correlated to the level that one can hold contradictory thoughts simultaneously. And the level of one's emotional intelligence and love intelligence is also directly related to the ability for holding multiple contradictions simultaneously. Wanting to have the feeling of love, or just doing acts of love, is a sure track way to know real love. Being able to be love and then do it and hold it creates the most powerful experience of love ever. In order to truly understand something as complex as quantum physics, light, and love, it takes a different energy of being where you become love, and everything stems from that. I'm convinced the way for love to be in your life and in mine is a combination and embracing of all the opposing quantum forces of intention, action, and the feeling of having love. Just for a minute, consider what might be possible when you bring the doing and the having together and commit to becoming love, and a whole world of light will most definitely take over your life. Namaste, my friends.
Hey VIPs, it's Becky, and I'm happy to be back with several tips from the Lifebook team this month. I recently heard a quote by Neil Barringham that says, "The grass is greener where you water it." And as a Lifebook VIP, this is likely not a new concept for you. I knew it wasn't for me. However, it was a perfect reminder for me to put my intention and energy, which is represented by water in the quote, into things I want most, which is represented by the green grass. It is then and only then that we'll be able to manifest, experience, and obtain the things we want most in life. For love relationship, the same principle applies. Put positive intention and energy into what you want in order to achieve it. If you're single and you want to find the love of your life, you could follow Laura's suggestion to focus on doing the things you love. For Laura, this includes volleyball, theater, traveling, and storytelling events. She decided to commit to doing things she loves and trust she'll meet her next special someone while doing those activities, because he'll be doing them too. If you've had a relationship in the past and find yourself with a new lover that you really want to communicate openly and honestly with, you could follow the advice that Sandra's been using. She said, "Don't let your next pay for your ex." In order to hold true to this, Sandra recommends asking yourself, "Is there something from my past that's influencing how I'm seeing the situation now? And is this about him or her, or is it really about me? What's the real truth?" Once you're able to differentiate facts from feelings, you'll see your partner more clearly, and you'll be able to resolve conflicts from clarity. If you're in a loving relationship and you want to move peacefully through a difficult or tense conversation, try this tip from Jess. She said, "Close your eyes." Her and Pat started this awesome new habit about a year ago, and she absolutely loves it. When they're in a tense conversation, they'll sit facing each other, holding hands with their eyes closed, speaking gently and calmly for the entire conversation. She said it's unbelievable how many emotional shifts happen just from shutting off your vision. Jess thinks that as a human in the modern age, we rely far too much on our vision and really neglect our other senses, including our sixth sense. With all the external stimulus going on in the world today, this brings us even further away from our own inner truth and our own deeper truth. And our inner nature, deeper truth, and inherent love that exists within us is actually the crucial thing we need to plug into when communicating with people we love. She reminds us that closing our eyes brings us closer together, calms our emotions, and really encourages us to tap into exactly what it is that we're feeling, while creating a super safe and supportive space to express it. It's like meditative conversation, and it brings so much more depth and truth and meaning to what could otherwise become a lost, confused, or frustrated moment. Try it out and see how magical it can be. If you're with someone you deeply love and you want to build a stronger bond, a deeper sense of trust, and/or a deeper connection, here are a few recommendations for how to do so. Missy said, "Always, and I mean always, give your dearest love the benefit of the doubt, especially when it seems impossible. The harder it is to do so, the bigger the rewards." And Dave said, "Keep your relationship a priority." This includes keeping your marriage a priority over your children. You each come first. Get and stay on the same page. Share with each other. Stay curious about each other. Keep and protect your date night. Finally, if you want to celebrate your love relationships while building a stronger bond, take Stephanie's advice. She shared that this July, her and her husband are celebrating their 10-year wedding anniversary and 20 years of being together. Congratulations, Stephanie. Since this is such a big anniversary, they've decided to honor this with a long-lasting commitment to each other. They will be taking a quarterly trip every year, and this summer, they'll kick it off. She feels that celebrating anniversaries with commitments, rather than gifts or one-off vacations, will strengthen a relationship for many years to come. As you all know, Lifebook is about deciding what you want, why you want it, and then going out to make it happen. Whatever your ideal vision is in this category, remember, not choosing to do something is still a choice. So, are you choosing to put your energy and intention into creating the vision you most desire? Are you watering the grass so it's always green? We'd love to hear about your strategies for living with intention in this category over on the Facebook page. Until then, I wish you all the best until I'm back next month.
Hey there, VIPs. It's Jessie Cole Hagan, and we're about to take a tour through this month's incredible love relationship resources. But before we do, I'd like to set the tone with two really powerful quotes. Rumi said, "Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it." Lisa Sitor said, "True liberation comes from standing in the middle of the soul's fire and burning through our resistance to love." These quotes are so potent because they get straight to the heart of what it takes to love as a human being. Love is not an external thing to be achieved. It's an inner nature to be realized. It's an endless source of power to awaken to within ourselves. It's inherently built into our DNA. And as the great Albert Einstein said, it's the single most powerful force in the entire universe, the one that governs all others. Love multiplies the best we have and gives meaning to our lives. And this month in the VIP program, it's all about love, and specifically removing your barriers to love. It's about learning to open yourself when you feel like you want to be closed. It's about valuing the experience of love above all else. Above pride, above self-righteousness, above pain, above fear. It's about tapping into the innate power of love that already exists within you at every moment and allowing its light to burn away all of your resistances. So are you ready to blossom more fully in your experience of love this month? All right, let's start the journey. First up, we have our challenge for the month, which is to take their breath away. There's nothing quite so romantic as being surprised by your lover. And this month, we're challenging you to make your love seen and felt by shifting your focus to giving and creating a delightfully joyful experience for the one you love. And to get your mind brimming with ideas, we've thought up some awesome ways you can take your lover's breath away, which are listed at the bottom of the challenge post. Once you've finished your challenge for the month, be sure to share a picture of your gift of love with the community by posting it to the Facebook VIP page, as long as it's not too R-rated. Have fun with this one, VIPs. Really get your entire being involved in the process of expressing your love. We can't wait to see what you come up with. Next up, we have a profoundly enlightening interview with Tantric Master David Cates and my own beloved husband, Patrick. In this audio, we're invited to evolve to a new height of our sexual experience and to open our hearts to deeper intimacy and greater levels of trust and freedom. In it, they explore topics such as why our society's current sexual culture can be so destructive to an authentic and vibrant sexual experience, how sex, consciousness, and healing are related, the truth about the masculine and the feminine and the roles they play in the bedroom, why sex is your greatest power and most incredible gift, and how you can activate it in your own life, and techniques to awaken your inner lover and open yourself more fully to the divine experience of sexual ecstasy. It probably goes without saying that this audio is about sex and all its nitty-gritty details, so please listen at your own discretion. But if this subject is your cup of tea, you'll receive so much value from it. I truly hope you enjoy. Next, we have an amazing post from our resident positive psychologist, Dr. Joel Wade, titled Love and Visibility. This one really hits close to home for me because as a recovering perfectionist, I have personal experience with projecting some of my self-righteous ideals onto the people that I love as much as it pains me to admit it. This post is all about the true essence of love, which is, as Joel puts it, fundamentally about seeing, hearing, and knowing another human being deeply. We cannot do that from within our own idealistic fantasy. We have to come out and look into the eyes, listen to the voice, the thoughts, the dreams, and feel the heart of another. That's when we get to feel that great resonance, that sublime emotion of being touched with love by the soul of another, and reciprocating that love back in a benevolent cycle of visibility and trust. Oh my goodness, does it get any more beautiful than that? This is a really important article this month, and I really cannot recommend it highly enough. Okay, moving on. We've got a fun little article titled 19 Adorable Things Our Partners Do That We Love, where VIPs submitted some of their all-time favorite habits that their partners do. This is just such a delightfully awesome post with so many genuine, heartfelt contributions. Thank you so much to the amazing members who took the time to share their love with us. This is definitely a must-read for the month. Next, we've got 5 ways to honor and communicate your emotions. Because as we all know, effective communication can be really difficult when emotions are running high. It can sometimes feel impossible to speak calmly when you're feeling agitated, or to communicate with love and respect when you're feeling angry or violated. But it is possible, and in fact, it's a necessary ingredient for evolving your capacity to love and be conscious and be disciplined and deepen your connection with the person who matters most to you. This article is a wonderful resource to do all of these things, so be sure to stop by and check it out. Also, don't miss the beautiful and inspiring post titled 20 Beautiful Quotes to Love By. It's an easy, simple, and heart-swelling article that highlights 20 of the most moving love quotes we know, illustrated with gorgeous imagery. And of course, if you have a favorite love quote that you don't see on our list, please share it with us in the comments. Of course, there are many more heart-opening, soul-stirring articles and resources on the page this month, but the last thing I want to highlight are the 2 fascinating life notes we have featured, The Art of Loving and The Mastery of Love. And remember, you can download both of them in either PDF or MP3 format, so you can cozy up and read along or listen as you move. And as always, a reminder that you have unlimited access to one of Lifebook's most powerful and most loved videos, the Love Relationship category, for the entire month of June. Reconnecting with your Lifebook with the category video as your guide can be an incredibly powerful way to reawaken your passion and deepen your connection to this magnificent life category. Well, that's my overview for the month, VIPs. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I truly hope this has inspired you to utilize the incredible wisdom you have at your fingertips and to continue on your path toward becoming a more open-hearted, enlightened, and extraordinary being. Now, I'd love to hear from you. What can you do this month to awaken to a fuller, more vibrant expression of love in your life? How can you become more open, more receptive, more free? Can you shift your focus to giving this month, release all expectation of receiving, and just observe what happens? What are you willing to let go of in order to create the space you need to invite love's light more fully into your world? Share your beautiful realizations with us in the comments as you traverse the wisdom of your VIP world this month. And remember to shower yourself in love, tenderness, and gratitude just as often as you can while you continue to learn, grow, and expand. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time on Lifebook's Monthly Audio.
Hello again, VIPs. As this month's audio comes to a close, I want to encourage you to bring focus to the possibilities that June holds for you. By the end of the month, we'll be at the halfway point in the year. and the completion of the second quarter. Are you on track to achieve your annual goals? Have you identified your new monthly goals as well as your third quarter goals? Are you celebrating your successes, both big and small, along the way? What can you do this month to increase your love relationship LQ score? John Updike said, "We are most alive when we are in love." This category is so important and so tied to our happiness. Believe in love. Amp up the passion this month. Bring courage and compassion to your exploration of this category. You deserve an extraordinary love affair. And our society definitely needs more relationship role models like John and Missy to inspire us. I hope you'll join me for the Love Relationship Fireside Chat on the third Wednesday of the month. During this live Google Hangout event on Wednesday night, June 15th, I'll be interviewing some inspiring Lifebook members. They'll share their own love relationship tips with us. You can find the link on the VIP homepage to submit any questions or topics you'd like me to discuss with the panel. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, on behalf of everyone here at Lifebook, I'm sending you lots of love. Thank you so much for being part of this incredible community, and here's to living your very best life.